Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbas of Kufayim Beis. We're starting about the third line with the words Amar Lahu. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Abbas of Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Shtaris and how to write them properly. Amar Lahu, Rav Bar of Shila, according to some, it's Rav Bar of Shila, Lahanu Kasve Shtara Akniyasa. Rav Bar of Shila told those who write Shtaris of Akniyasa, this means Shtaris of Kinyan. It refers to either a Shtar Matan or a Shtar Mecher, not a Shtar Halvad. I will see in a moment why that is. Kikas Visu Shtar Akniyasa, when you're writing these Shtaris, you're basically attesting to a Kinyan that happened previously. If you know the day that the Kinyan took place, meaning you know when this transfer happened, so write that in the document. V'loi, if you don't know when it took place, you don't know if it happened a week or two or three ago, you don't know the particular date, so then, you should just write the date that you're currently writing the shtar, so it doesn't seem like a lie. Now we can explain why this applies only to shtar matan and mecher, but not halva. That's because, as we learned about previously, only if there's a shtar attesting to a loan, that there's a shiba, there's a lien on the borrower's property. Now, even if the loan took place a week ago, the lien only starts when the shtar is written. Therefore, writing the date that the loan took place is not okay, due to the fact that the shibud only kicks in now. But in regards to shtar matan and mecher, we could write that it took place a week ago, again, if we know that that's a particular date, because we're not going to run into any issues. Similarly, the Gemara continues, Amar Lahu Rav L'Safrei, Rav told his Seifrim, V'chein Amar Lahu Rav Huna L'Safrei, Rav Huna told his Seifrim, Kika Misu B'Shili, if you're in Shili, which is a place, and you're writing a shtar, Kisu B'Shili, you should write that this is in Shili, V'afagav D'Masirin L'Chu Mili B'Hini, even though the whole thing that you're writing about took place in Hini, which is a different city, you should still write Shili so it doesn't look like Sheker, because that's where you currently are. And by the same token, Kika Misu Behini, if you're in Hini, Kisu Behini, write that this is in Hini, V'afakav D'Masirin L'Chu Mili B'Shili, even though the thing happened in Shili, again, because we don't want it to look like Sheker. And now Amar Rav Rava tells us, Hai man denokit shtar bar mea zuze. We have a malva, he has a shtar that he's owed 100 zuz. V'amar, and he comes to Bezin and he says, Shavi niali, tre b'nei chamshin chamshin, please turn this into two different shtars of 50 each. Maybe the loiv is going to come back and only pay me 50, and instead of having to go through the whole thing of writing a receipt or tearing it up and writing a new document, I just want to be able to give him a document of 50. He'll tear that up and I'll be left with one document of 50. Loi mashvin alehu, we're not going to do that for him. My time of why is that? Because of the Rabbanim milsa de nichalei l'malve v'nichalei loive, the Rabbanim established it so they could be good for the malve and for the loive. Nichalei l'malve, they want him to do something that's good for the malve, kadesh shiyachav l'pairoi, so that he should be able to pressure the loive to pay back. If the malve has a shtar that says 100 on it and the loive only pays back 50, the loive is going to get a receipt that he paid back that 50, but now he's pressured to pay the other 50 because he might lose his receipt, and then the malve, who sells the original document of 100, is going to be able to collect that full 100. So it's good for the malve to have that shtar of 100. V'nichal loive, it's also good for the loive to only have a shtar of 100, ki hech de nifkim shtare, so there could be a pagam in the shtar. If the loive pays back 50, and now the malve comes trying to collect the other 50, so malve has to swear that he wasn't paid back the remaining amount, because there's a pagam in the shtar. The shtar says 100, but he's only trying to collect 50, and that's good for the loive. So therefore, we're not going to write two shtars of 50 for this malve, unless, of course, the loive is there and agrees to it. Amar Rava, Rava also said the opposite case, if a malva comes to Bezdin and he has two shtaras of 50 against the same guy, obviously, and he asks, please turn these two shtaras into one of 100, we're not going to do that for him either. Why is that? Because the Rabbanan established it so it could be good for the malva and the loive. It's good for the malva to have two shtaras of 50, so there shouldn't be a pagam in his shtar of 100. Like we just said, if he has a shtar of 100 and 50 is paid back, and now he's trying to collect the other 50, well, he would have to make a shvua that he wasn't paid back the full amount. But now that he has two shtars of 50, if he's paid back one of those, so he just returns it, and now he could collect it with the other one, he's not going to have to make a shvua. By the same token, it's also good for the loive that it remains two shtars of 50, so that he can't be pressured to pay back if he pays back 50, and he gets that shtar and tears it up, there's only one shtar of 50 remaining, and that's all he owes. As opposed to if there's a shtar of 100 and he paid back 50, like we said in the previous case, the loive is pressured to pay because if he loses his receipt, he might end up having to pay the full 100. And once again, of course, over here, if the loive is there and agrees to have the two shtars to 50 combined into 100, we would do that. Now, Omar Vashi, Vashi says another case, Hamad Denoket Shtar Bar Mea Zuze, Amalv has a shtar of 100 zoz, V'Omar, and he asks, Shavinu Niali Chad Bar Chamshin, please turn the shtar into one of 50 for me, because he claims that he was paid back the other 50, and it seems to be that he's a super honest guy, and he's saying, look, I'm only owed another 50 by the loive, so just turn the shtar of 100 into 50. Loi Mashvin Olay, we're not going to do that for him either. My time away is it, because Amrina, we say, Hi Mifra Pare, that really the shtar was 100% paid back. V'amar Lay, and the loive told the malve when he paid back, Havli Shtaroi, give me the shtar. V'amar Lay, and the malve told the loive, Irchasli, I lost the shtar, because of Lay Tavra, and he wrote him a receipt. And now, Mapik Lay Hai, the malve's going to take out this new shtar of 50 that we just wrote for him, and he's going to claim that money from the loive. And when the loive says, what do you mean? I paid you back the 100. So V'amar Lay, the malve's going to tell the loive, Hi Achrino, this is something totally different. You're right, you paid me back 100, and you have a receipt to prove it. But now I have a shtar that says, says that you owe me 50. And therefore, in this case as well, we're not going to take a shtar of 100 and write a new one of 50 if it's just the malva there and the loiv is not there to approve of it. Not another Mishnah, since we learned previously that sometimes when dealing with shtaros, there's going to be someone at a disadvantage. So here we're going to see another case where someone's at a disadvantage. Shnei Achen, we have two brothers that are inheriting their father. Echad Ani Vechad Asher, one's poor, one's wealthy. V'nichlan Avin Merchatz Ubeis Habad. And their father left them over a merchatz, a bathhouse, or a Beis Habad, which is an olive press. Asan L'schar, Haschar L'emtza. If when the father originally built them and he used them for schar, he simply rented them out and collected rent money, so that schar is for the middle, meaning the rich and poor brother, they're going to split that rent money, and the rich brother can't say, look, I want to just have it for private use. However, Asan L'atzmai, if the father had made it for himself, he was personally benefiting from it, and he wasn't renting them out, so in this case, Asher Omer L'ani, the rich brother could tell the poor one, go buy yourself some slaves, and they'll be able to use the merchatz, or go buy yourself some olives, and come and make olives in the olive press. In other words, this bathhouse or olive press is only for private use. Other people besides for the family are not allowed to use it, and the rich brother over here has advantage, because not only does he have immediate family members, he also has servants, butlers, and household help, and so he has many people that could use the bathhouse, or he has money to buy olives and press it into oil, where the poor brother doesn't have much, and he's not able to say, let's rent it out and collect the rent money, because this is meant for private use. Moving on to another situation, going back to Shtaris, we have two people living in the same city, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, the name of one of them is Yosef ben Shimon, and guess what? Shem Acher Yosef ben Shimon, the other guy's name is also Yosef ben Shimon, so we have two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city. They can't pull out a Shtar Chayv one against the other. And a different guy can't come with a Shtar Chayv against them, because maybe it was a Shtar Chayv from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Furthermore, Nimtal Echad ben Shtaroysov, let's say a fellow in the city found a piece of paper, a document among his other Shtaris, Shtar Shal Yosef ben Shimon Perua, the Shtar of Yosef ben Shimon has already been paid off, Shtaris Shnei in Peruin. Both Shtaris of Yosef ben Shimon that this guy has are considered to be paid off, because we don't know which Yosef ben Shimon owed him money, and one of them for sure paid back, so that means both of them don't have to pay him. And so the question is, Ketzad Yasu, what are they supposed to do? How are we supposed to write a Shtar for these Yosef ben Shimons so we don't run into issues? The answer is, Yishaleshu, they should go to a third generation. So we should write Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, that's the grandfather's name, or Yosef ben Shimon ben David, that's the other grandfather's name. If it turns out that their grandfathers have the same name as well, Yichtvu Simon, so then they should write a Simon. Yosef ben Shimon, the short one, the tall one, big one, skinny one, dark skin, light skinned, whatever it is. If they have the same exact identifying features, Yichtvu Kayin, they should write Kayin, meaning if one of them is a Kayin, that's what should be written in the Shtar. And the Gemara is going to discuss, let's say both of them are Kayhanim, or let's say neither of them are Kayhanim. And now the Gemara brings up a story which will eventually loop back to our Mishnah. Who Shtar? There was a Shtar, the Nafik Bedin Rav Huna, that was brought to the Bezin Rav Huna, the Avakasiv Bey, the following was written in it. Ani Pliny Bar Pliny, Levisi Manim Imcha, I so and so borrowed a money from you. And it didn't say who the you is. So all that was written in the Shtar was I, Ruven Ben Yaakov, borrowed a money from you. And the guy in Bezin holding the Shtar says, I'm the you that lent him this money. So he owes me the money. Kofayim Bezin Bezin on top, Amrav Huna. Rav Huna said, Mimcha, Afil Mirish Galusa, Afil Mishvar Malka. The word Mimcha in the Shtar, from you, could mean that even the Rish Galusa, the exilarch, the head of all the Yidden and Galus, he could have been the one that lent the money, or Shvar Malka, who's a very wealthy king, he could have been the one that lent the money. In other words, you, Mr. who are walking into Bezdin with the Shtar, aren't necessarily the one that had lent the money. It could be that you found it in the street and you're now claiming this money falsely, and therefore you can't collect. However, Amalei Rav Chisda Rabba, Rav Chisda told Rabba, Paik Ayin Ba, go look into the situation. Dele'urta, Bailar Rav Huna Minach, because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. And Nafak, Rabba went out, Duck, he looked into it, Va'ashkach, and he found, Detanya, there's a brass that tells us, Get Shiesh all of Edim. There's a get that has Edim on it, Ve'im Bezman, there's no date on the get. Abishal says, Im Kasuv Bai, if the following was written in the get, Gerashtia, Hayoim, I divorced her today, Kosher, it's Kosher. We see from here, Hayoim, Hahu Yom Denofik Bei Mashma. Then when it says Hayoim, that's Mashma, the day that this get is being brought to Bezdin is the day that she was divorced, so it's a valid get. And Achanami, so it's over here, Mimcha, when it says in Star, from you, Mehu Gavr Denofik Mitusa Yode Mashma. That's Mashma, that the guy who's walking to Bezdin with the Star, he's the one that lent the money, so we should be allowed to collect with it. Now, Amalei Baya Baya told him, trying to ask a question, maybe Abishal holds a Kribal Azar, the Amar he holds Edim Asira Karti. That's the Edim of the Masira that are watching the handing over of the get. They're the one that create the severance of this get, and that's the reason why it's a valid get today. Not because it says, I divorced her today, but because the Edim Asira that are the ones that cause the get to work. Avalhacham, but over here, Lechos Lanafila, we should be chushed that it fell from the real person who lent the money, and this fellow who was walking into Bezin just found it on the street, and he didn't actually lend the money. However, Amalei, he responded to Abaye, Nilumfil Lechashinon, we're not chushed that a star fell from somebody. And how do we know what to say that we're not chayshish that a star fell from somebody? Did none, because our Mishnah says, Shnaim Shayu Bir Achas, we have two people in the same city, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, Shem Acher Yosef ben Shimon. Both of them have the same name, Yosef and Shimon, in Yuchon Lahitz Yishtar Chayv Zalzeh, they're not able to pull a Shtar Chayv out against each other. V'loy Acher Yachol Lahitz Yalein Shtar Chayv, and another person is also not allowed to pull out a Shtar Chayv against them. Now, what can we infer from here? Ha, Heim Alachirim Yicholin, but they could pull out a Shtar Chayv against somebody else, meaning their Shtar Chayv says that so and so owes money to Yosef and Shimon. Now, Vamai, why should that be? Lechosh Lanafila. We should be Chayshesh that Yosef and Shimon number one was really the one that lent the money. It fell from him, and Yosef and Shimon number two found that Shtar, and he's falsely claiming the money. But we don't say that. It must be learned from here that we don't suspect that a Shtar Chayv fell from somebody. Therefore, says Rabbah, when a guy walks into Beis Din holding onto a Shtar Chayv, which says that I borrowed money from you, we can trust that the you that's walking into Beis Din is actually the guy that lent the money. Now the question is, Abaye, what about Abaye? What does he do with this? He would have to answer this somehow. The answer is, Lanafila dechad lo chashinon. Lanafila derabim chashinon. He's not afraid that a Shtar fell from one person, such as the Yosef and Shimon in our Mishnah. It's pretty far-fetched to say that Yosef and Shimon number one lost his Shtar, and that Yosef and Shimon number two found that Shtar. That's why we're not chashish this in our Mishnah. But Nafila derabim, that some random guy had a Shtar and he dropped it and some random guy found it, that is something we're chashish for, and therefore when a random guy walks into Beis Din with a Shtar that says, I borrowed money from you, we can't trust it's actually his, it might have fallen from somebody else, and that he found it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.